When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My brand new book, Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth, is now available. So much more than a book, this is a guide that allows me to hold your hand through your birth preparation journey. With over a decade of experience and knowledge packed in to ensure you really are empowered in the way you deserve to achieve a positive birth, regardless of the twists and turns that crop up. Make sure that you get your hands on Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth book now and are empowered to have the birth experience that you deserve. Hello, I'm Pip and welcome to the Midwife Pip podcast, the home of expert information and real chats on all things pregnancy, birth and beyond. Remember, as a podcast listener, you can get 15% off my online courses at midwifepip.com using the code podcast15. So this week, I am back solo on my own in the podcasting seat. And this is the first episode whereby, as requested by you all, to share some of my journal that I wrote as I was deciding to conceive, trying to conceive, and then throughout my entire pregnancy. I found journaling great therapy. I really enjoyed writing everything down, and my early pregnancy was still in the height of COVID. So this may resonate with some of you that perhaps were going through that too. So I'm going to start by sharing some of my journal with you on here today. And I would love to hear how you find it, whether it's something you want more of. I'll be led by you. It's your podcast. I want to be bringing you things that you find interesting, that you want to listen to, and that you find informative and supportive. So please get in touch on Instagram, via email, however you like, to let me know whether you want more of my journal. And if you do, I will come and share more. So very excited to share this with you. A little bit nervous. It's raw. I've not edited it since I wrote it, and I didn't plan on sharing it when I wrote it. So yeah, not sure what I'm about to unleash to you all, but let's do this. So I started this in December 2020. I realized it was time. After spending almost a decade caring for and supporting women through pregnancy, birth, and their postpartum journeys, the time finally feels right for me to join this motherhood club. I love being a midwife. Seriously, I truly believe I have the most wonderful job. Every day I am able to witness birth. Each is unique and incredible in its own way. But more than that, each day I support women in all their strength and courage as they become mothers. Some for the first time, others for the 10th. But that moment is one that never tires in its beauty. The women I feel so blessed to support make me feel immensely proud to be a woman. Watching everyday miracles and the strength that women hold never ceases to amaze me. So here I am, preconception supplements to hand, family home purchased, and contraception discontinued. 6 months ago, pregnancy wasn't something I was considering at all, if I'm honest, but something has definitely changed. I feel ready to give my body, my time, and my heart to a baby, and to finally feel that together, my partner and I could be really great parents. But we are still amidst a pandemic. I am still working frontline for the NHS on delivery suite during the pandemic. There are so many unknowns about pregnancy and COVID-19. My head has some hesitations, but my heart says, don't let COVID-19 interfere with your family dreams. And how much longer are we willing to let COVID put our lives on hold for? Also, as a woman, I am beginning to feel that fertility clock tick, and I see firsthand how so many women may struggle to conceive and take years, even multiple rounds of fertility treatment to bring their baby home. So yes, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
January the 7th, 2021. Happy New Year. Caffeine content cut right down, sipping herbal teas and taking my folic acid and vitamin D supplements religiously. In fact, I've also been using omega-3 supplements and probiotics because my geeky midwife self is kind of fascinated at the potential health outcomes for mothers and babies. And I have fertility podcasts rolling in my ears. I was training for a marathon in February, but it doesn't feel the right time to be pushing my body through 50 miles plus a week. And the freezing cold 18-mile morning runs with these new body goals in mind, I have started to steady my training down and to be a little more mindful about mindfulness and relaxation practices in general. I've been caring for multiple COVID-19 positive new and expectant mums over the last week, and COVID-19 cases are really soaring all over the UK. If I'm honest, my period is late by over a week now, and I am getting some strange cramping and bloating. And I'm suspicious that perhaps I have become pregnant quite quickly. A close friend of mine at work who knew I was trying to conceive commented on how tired I was feeling, which is out of character for my usual super energized and semi-caffeine high self. I knew she was suspicious that I may be pregnant, and she even suggested I take a test so that if I knew I was, I could be more careful with the amount of COVID-19 contact I was having at work. I've decided to keep the next one. I was unsure whether to keep talking to you, but let's keep this as a snapshot. Let me know whether you have enjoyed this very early listen into my journal. It's super personal. As I said, it's raw and unedited. If it's something you want to hear more of throughout the podcast, please drop me a Instagram message or pop in the podcast reviews whether you want to hear more. But I'll leave you with this as a snapshot, and I'll keep recording more of the journal if that's what you guys are after. Thanks for listening. Before you head off, I just need to tell you something. 68% of you who listen to my podcast have not hit the subscribe button. So can you do me a favor? If you have ever enjoyed listening, and hit subscribe now. It makes a huge difference and helps me to keep bringing you episodes. The bigger the podcast, the bigger the guests, and the more women we can reach and help. Thank you for subscribing, and I look forward to chatting again soon.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.